This is Fresh Air. Let me tell you, I go through pretty serious mood swings reading listener letters. Some letters are so touching, they almost move me to tears. Then there are the writers who delight in enumerating my flaws. And a few correspondents, let's be honest, seem to be from a different galaxy. So I had great fun reading the letters in the new book, Dear Johnny, a collection of Johnny Carson's most hilarious and bizarre fan mail. The book was edited by Barbara Bowen and Mike Huber, the duo that had the job of answering Johnny's letters until he retired a year ago this week. Here's an example of how not to write a fan letter.
My dearest John, I have really been waiting to hear from you, but I guess you are a little too busy to write me. I really do care for you, and since my love is so great, I shouldn't be suffering so much. You see, I have this broken maniple on the left side. I hope that I will have completely recovered by the 1st of January, at which time I would like to appear on your show and sing like Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares. Please let me. I deserve a break, and also, I have written two new songs I intend to record as soon as I am available. Please let me on your show. I promise I will respect you, your wife, and children. I hope you recall my letters, and I hope that we are really close to each other. I can dance a little, and I can really be a dramatic actress or downright comic. Please give me a break. I'm begging. I love you very much.
Did you get a lot of letters from people who thought they'd make great guests?
Everybody. The majority of people who wrote to Johnny Carson, wrote to The Tonight Show, wanted to be on The Tonight Show. They felt that they were just filled with talent, that they can sing, dance, you know, and wrestle alligators better than anyone out there.
That's why I think this book is the perfect gift for Rupert Pupkin.
I think Rupert wrote us on probably about 20 occasions.
What was it like back at the Johnny Carson show when Martin Scorsese's film King of Comedy came out? And in that film, Robert De Niro played somebody a little off the beam who was sure he was a brilliant stand-up comic and forced himself onto a Tonight Show-like program by kidnapping the host.
Well, Fred DeCordova, our executive producer, was in that movie. And I think people on the staff just absolutely loved it. But there wasn't a lot of conversation because I think after being at The Tonight Show for a number of years and receiving the volume of mail and submissions that not a cynicism comes over you, but I think that we all became a little immune to the onslaught of everybody wanting to be on the show and to go to any lengths, get to that goal.
I remember watching the movie in a theater. And everybody was laughing, you know, that kind of a laugh like, oh, yeah, like this really happens. And I remember I just wanted to stand up and go, no, don't laugh. This is true. This is what really happens.
Right.
Let's get the big picture. Mike, how many letters would you get a day at the Carson show?
It was approximately about 200 a day, about 1,000 a week, depending on the time of month. If it was October around Johnny's birthday or like Christmas, it would go up to maybe 2,000 letters a week.
What was your policy about what letters you answer and what letters you don't bother to answer?
Well, if anything was really on the edge or on the fringe, we certainly wouldn't want to encourage those people to write back and continue a dialogue with them.
One of the chapters in the book, Dear Johnny, is called On the Edge. And those are the type of letters that we would not send back a response just because we didn't want to encourage them to keep writing. You know, these are the people who believe that they were married to Johnny or that Johnny's their father, you know, that sort of thing.
Actually, why don't I have you read one of those? There's a letter on page 18 I'd like you to read.
This is to the staff of Johnny Carson. Great day. Requesting personal review by Mr. Johnny Carson. By the order of the powers that be, I have been instructed to apply for a band group guest performance on The Tonight Show. Initial contact involved visionary communication link regarding such key words as liquid string. Do you give confirmation? Requesting information regarding business procedure involving legalities, etc. And we have a little side note here. It says another request from someone somewhere in our solar system.
What were the signs for you that somebody was a person who you probably shouldn't respond to because you would be inviting a perhaps dangerous relationship?
See, I could look at like the envelope, and if it was a normal 29-cent, you know, one stamp envelope, and they have 14 stamps on them, And instead of being up in the upper right-hand corner, they're down in the lower left-hand corner. These are like little clues that, okay, something's wrong here.
Always the stamps were upside down, too. Yeah, the stamps were just sort of like mosaic all over the front of the envelope. It's very funny, and it happened a lot from different people. It was a pattern with people that wanted to ensure that that mail was going to get to its destination. They would always include too much postage, but the postage stamps were never placed in the proper position.
Would you like to read one of the letters from the book that is from somebody who you felt you shouldn't respond to because they were too odd and you didn't want to encourage a relationship?
Well, yeah. You know, it's basically, "Dear Johnny, I hope you are not too offended, but I am sending you my toenail clippings, which usually are flushed down the toilet. This is the measure of human, anyone set upon or something, sacrifice that I go along with under duress. You have the opportunity to display to your sharkies in your scab nation how much entitlement they have to other private lives. Pardon the psycho. P.S. Disruption limited. Sincerely, so-and-so."
And he sent in his toenail clippings. We were thankful for that.
So, yeah, the little plastic bag here, you can see his toenail clippings. Now, this is the type of person that we're not going to respond back to.
Send us more. Send us fingernails.
Well, what a great package. You not only get the toenail clippings, you get new words like scab nation.
That's right.
Did you use form letters most of the time to respond to people?
Yes, we did.
Lots and lots of form letters.
What did the form letters say?
Well, everything from thanks for writing to thanks for the idea to thanks for the talent suggestion, but, you know, we're not going to book you on the show. Mr. Carson can't come to your graduation ceremonies. It's funny, at this time of the month here in May and June, Johnny Carson would receive hundreds of graduation announcements from seniors in high school hoping that he would come to their graduation.
He also received invitations to weddings and parties and backyard barbecues. I never once thought that I would invite a celebrity to one of my parties, but people didn't hesitate for a minute.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Barbara Bowen and Mike Huber, and for years they both answered all the mail that came addressed to Johnny Carson when Johnny Carson hosted The Tonight Show. And now they have a new book of some of those letters called Dear Johnny. We're going to take a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Barbara Bowen and Mike Huber, and we're talking about all the letters that they answered when they were the professional letter answerers for The Tonight Show and Johnny Carson. What are some of the other things that would be sent to Johnny Carson in the mail?
Oh, everything. Yeah, got a little bit of everything.
You name it, we got it. Everything from pooper scoopers
to poop.
We got cow dung. We got Doberman pincher dung. Seagull droppings.
Lots of condoms.
A lot of condoms.
Why were people sending condoms?
Well, with the
I know why they were sending seagull droppings, right? I'm just obviously everybody knows that.
That's a pretty common occurrence. Well, condoms became a little bit more. I guess there's a resurgence in condom mania with the advent of AIDS, and everybody felt that they had a unique way of marketing condoms, and we received condoms in every. Cartoon condoms. We received condom earrings,
necklaces,
a Saddam Hussein condom. Toilet paper, everything. It was just mind-boggling. Daily, on a daily basis, it was mind-boggling.
One of the funniest gifts that he received that we have a picture of in the book is stuffed rodents dressed as Karnak. And some man, I don't know what type of rodents they are. They look like ferrets. But there's three of them nailed to this board, and this man or woman, whoever it was, made little costumes for these rodents and have, you know, the Johnny one has a little turban on and has a little envelope in the claw going up to his head. I mean, somebody obviously spent a lot of time to do this, but it was just very spooky to pull it out of a box. I mean, I thought maybe they were alive or something.
Let me just read one of my favorite letters from your book here. And I love this one because it makes absolutely zero sense. It's very well written, but I have no idea what it's about. Dear Johnny.
Well, we'll help you out.
Dear Johnny, if I were a stand-up comic doing a guest shot on your show for the first time, I'd look at the audience for a slightly prolonged period, then turn to you and ask, "Where's the men's room?" I would then go into my routine, accompanied by the sound of water running for a brief period. I might even let the water run every time a joke bombed. However, I'm not connected to the entertainment world in any way, and I prefer to remain so, but the above is one of my rare quirks, and I wonder about audience reaction. Whew.
That guy probably has his own talk show by now.
Really? Well, now, I want to say that in the Fresh Air offices, we get not nearly the amount of mail you got, obviously, but we get some letters every week. And I read every listener letter that comes in, but I don't have the time to personally answer most of the letters. And because there's just enough time to do the show, and I always feel like if I answered all the letters, the show wouldn't get on the air. So Dorothy Farabee answers most of the letters that come in. So I asked her if there's anything she wanted to ask you both while we had you on the show. So, Dorothy, you want to come into the studio? So here's Dorothy Farabee, and I imagine some of our listeners have received letters from her. Dorothy, any questions you'd like to ask?
Well, one thing I have to say is I feel real fortunate. I've never got any toenails or anything like that, so I'm doing pretty good. Well, one of the questions I had is sometimes when I answer a letter and I've signed my own name, I get letters back, and sometimes the letters are off-center a little bit, and I find that people may write more than one time, and it starts to feel like I'm being stalked by someone. And I was just wondering, how would you handle something like that?
We never used our real names.
Yeah, we always went by another name, even when we answered the telephone, because we were afraid that people would call us on a continual basis.
Right. We both used fake names our entire 9 years there, whether it was written or on the telephone.
Well, one of the things that I've encountered is that when people do write me, they seem to think that I have an in somewhere, not just with Fresh Air and Terry Gross, but also Washington, D.C., and the president and things like that. I think that's kind of remarkable.
Well, it's funny because people would send letters to Johnny Carson and say, Johnny, could you please give this letter to Madonna? Because they had this idea that in Hollywood, all the stars know each other. You know, there's only maybe 10 stars, and they all hang out together. They all go out for burgers together. They all, you know, wash their car together, and they're always together. And I was always astounded by that. You'd have to tell these people, I'm sorry, but Mr. Carson doesn't run into Madonna maybe once every 10 years type thing.
I wonder, and this is a question for Mike and Barbara and for Dorothy, too. Are you ever surprised by the number of kind of like angry, rude letters that come on this nice stationery with flowers or fruit on it?
Yeah, the nasty letter on Crane stationery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really didn't receive a lot of hate mail, to be perfectly honest, but a criticism about something. People would be upset. We have something in Dear Johnny, too, about the animal activist. When he had the parrot on the show and the parrot didn't talk and Johnny grabbed the rubber chicken and said, this is what happened to the last bird on the show that didn't perform. And parrot people all over the country, parrot organizations. There's an organization for everything, and they would write just livid.
Well, people can't take a joke. People don't know irony sometimes. Oh. They really take things at face value.
Oh, yeah. You don't know how many times when they would call on the phone and start complaining. We just wanted to say, listen, The Tonight Show is an entertainment comedy show. You know,
but the monologue and when Johnny would do jokes about Dan Quayle, I had no idea. The following Dan Quayle had out there in America. We had envelopes upon envelopes filled with letters in Dan Quayle's defense. It was amazing. But people would hear every little nuance in the monologue, or he would make a joke about a cat. And the next couple days, oh, here we go. We're going to start getting the cat letters in now. You know, it was just like clockwork.
I would sit in my bed. This is true. I would sit in my bed at 11:30 each night watching the show. And Johnny would say certain things, and I would cringe because I knew that within 3 days, I would be besieged with mail. You know, if he got up and did like, oh, I hate cats, you know, a simple sentence like that would generate 400 or 500 letters.
So what are you each doing now that Johnny Carson isn't hosting anymore?
I, Barbara Bowen, am looking for a job.
I'm Mike Huberman, unemployed, looking for a job. But we've been writing the book the last couple of months, and then now, right now, just doing all the publicity and that sort of thing. We're having a good time with it.
Would you want to get another job responding to viewer mail?
No. I think it's somebody else's turn to take on that exciting job.
Yes.
We'll let somebody else do it for now.
Thank you both a lot.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Barbara Bowen and Mike Huber used to answer Johnny Carson's fan mail. They edited the new book, Dear Johnny, Johnny Carson's most hilarious and bizarre fan mail. This is Fresh Air.